Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker will release his proposed state budget tomorrow for the fiscal year that begins July 1st. Today, Eileen McEnany, president of the business-backed Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, discussed the state's fiscal health at a roundtable sponsored by the Springfield Regional Chamber of Commerce. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with McEnany.
We continue to operate with a structural deficit, meaning that the spending is outpacing revenue growth, so that is an ongoing cause for concern. The other thing is that our stabilization fund, or our rainy day fund, bank account if you will, is not sufficient to weather a downturn. So one of our key recommendations is that lawmakers make sure that we build up that stabilization fund in the next few years.
We're halfway through the current fiscal year, and we're facing a mid-year budget deficit. What's the size of that, and what's being recommended by the governor to fix it?
So it's estimated at about $565 million, and there have been a number of things. So the governor has 9C authority, which is to make cuts to executive agencies, which he has done. You know, they've revised upward some of the tax revenue projections just based on healthy returns coming in over the first 6 months. So that's helped to close the deficit. And, you know, there are a number of things. They've partially addressed it. It's not fully addressed, but they have 6 months to try to figure that out.
And the governor will be presenting his fiscal 2017 budget tomorrow, Wednesday. What's your organization's projections for that budget in terms of the gap between revenue and spending?
So the Mass Taxpayers Foundation's estimate is between $700 and $900 million in a structural deficit for fiscal year 17.
And what's causing that?
Again, I think that it's spending has outpaced revenue, and you know our revenue growth has been healthy, about $1.1 billion year over year, but some needs, some programs, particularly MassHealth, that growth is outpacing revenue growth.
And why is that? Why is so much money being, a lot of this is, as you said in your presentation to the Chamber Group this morning, a lot of this is non-discretionary spending, correct?
Right, so it's things like debt service or MassHealth or, you know, funding the state employee retirement trust fund and things like that. And so those non-discretionary accounts are eating up more and more of that year-over-year revenue growth, which is the cause for concern.
And that's why this is labeled a structural deficit, is that correct?
Yes, right. Meaning just we don't have enough revenues to support current spendings, and so every year we find what's called one-time revenues to address the gap. So whether it's the sale of an office building or, you know, accounting measures to push some of the bills into the next fiscal year, there are a number of things that can be done, or a tax amnesty program hoping to get in more money.
Are you comfortable with the consensus revenue estimate for this current fiscal year, which I believe was 4.3%?
So it's within the range. There are several economists who present at the revenue hearing. We are one of them. Our projections were a little less than that. We were under 4%, but it was within the range of normal. So, you know, we'll see.
The governor's promise to increase unrestricted local aid by 4.3% in the next fiscal year. Can he keep that promise, do you think?
You know, we will see, certainly. But he has made that public declaration, so my guess is that that will be in his version of the budget. But as you know, the budget makes its way through the process, and it is subject to change. So we'll see what the final budget looks like and whether or not that money is, in fact, in it.
And talk about your organization's concerns about the stabilization fund, because I know you put out a report on that earlier in the year. What are the concerns about the current state of the rainy day fund?
So right now, Massachusetts is in a period of economic recovery, and it's usually during periods of economic recovery that we replenish the stabilization fund and make sure that it has a sufficient balance to weather that inevitable rainy day, if you will. And Massachusetts is not putting sufficient money into the stabilization fund. We've used money that should have gone into it to balance our operating budget. And so that is cause for concern that we'll be ill-prepared when the next economic downturn occurs.
How much should the state be putting in? You have a recommendation for how much should be going in annually?
Yep, so we think 1% of tax revenues should come off the top and go into the stabilization fund. Our goal is to have the stabilization fund have a balance equivalent to 10% of tax revenues for the Commonwealth.
What's the risk the state faces if it doesn't build up the stabilization fund now?
Well, what it means is when we have that economic downturn, we won't have money to help pay for programs, and so cuts may be more drastic, just we'll feel pain a little more than we might otherwise if we had built up sufficient savings.
Is there anything the state can do to on the revenue side to increase revenues short of increasing either the sales tax or an increase in the income tax rate?
Well, I mean, one way to do it is to try to grow the base, right? So you don't increase the tax rates, you just increase the number of people subject to them. So I think having a robust economic development strategy is one way to help grow revenues.
More jobs, in other words.
More jobs, right.
On the arrival of General Electric, they're moving their headquarters to Boston. How will that impact the state's economy as a whole, particularly out here in Western Massachusetts?
So we're hopeful that GE is the first in a long line of companies that will see the value of Massachusetts and our educated workforce, and that they will drive some robust economic growth. And while it would be great, and our hope is that growth is spread across the entire Commonwealth, if there is that growth, it certainly increases revenues that are available statewide.